but be rooted to endure trial and temptation. November 12. He that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. It is not because men receive the word immediately, nor because they rejoice in it, that they fall away. As soon as Matthew heard the Savior's call, immediately he rose up, left all, and followed him. As soon as the divine word comes to our hearts, God desires us to receive it, and it is right to accept it with joy. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. And there is joy in the soul that believes on Christ. But those who in the parables are said to receive the word immediately, do not count the cost. They do not consider what the word of God requires of them. They do not bring it face to face with all their habits of life, and yield themselves fully to its control. Many receive the gospel as a way of escape from suffering, rather than as a deliverance from sin. They rejoice for a season, for they think that religion will free them from difficulty and trial. While life moves smoothly with them, they may appear to be consistent Christians. But they faint beneath the fiery test of temptation. They cannot bear reproach for Christ's sake. When the Word of God points out some cherished sin, or requires self-denial or sacrifice, they are offended. They look at the present inconvenience and trial, and forget the eternal realities.